Bell Let's Talk Day is Bell Canada's campaign to encourage Canadians to speak out and bring awareness to mental health struggles in the country. On Wednesday, representatives from the City of Whitehorse, Government of Yukon, and Northwest Tell gathered to raise a Bell Let's Talk flag outside City Hall as a symbol of their support. Northwest Tell Vice President of Customer Experience Tammy April says she is proud of Northwest Tell and Bell funding Yukon mental health supports and that they're taking it a step further this year.
In the Yukon, funds from Bell Let's Talk and Northwest Tell continue to support the Canadian Mental Health Association of the Yukon, the Strongest Families Institute, BITE, Empowering Youth, Liard Aboriginal Women's Society, and of course the Yukon Hospital Foundation. This year we embarked on a new five-year partnership together with the foundation. We committed $450,000 to help enhance the quality of health care for all Yukoners. We're so proud of our funding that it will help support a new 12-bed mental health unit at Whitehorse Hospital. We know that this unit will positively impact and provide the necessary care to so many of our community members.
Whitehorse Mayor Laura Cabot says that bringing real change to mental health support comes down to a very simple but meaningful act of kindness.
Here's the concept: reach out to your friends, colleagues, and loved ones. Seriously, do that. Check in. Ask them how they're doing. Don't assume when they say, oh, I'm good, yeah, great. Because we all say that, we're not doing so well. Sometimes you need to dig a little deeper, ask some questions, and certainly listen to your friends, to your family, to your colleagues. Also, don't forget to ask that question to yourself, right? Taking on extra burden, financial, kids, work, etc. You're not feeling right, check in. And the beautiful thing here about the Yukon and in Whitehorse is that we do have supports here, professional supports, a variety of supports that will fit for almost everyone.
And Health and Social Services Minister Tracy Ann McPhee says that the Yukon government is always proud to support mental health in the Yukon.
One way to improve our mental health is to focus on awareness, acceptance, and action. So I like the three A's. Our government is truly committed to supporting Yukoners through mental wellness and substance use services. Each year we spend millions of dollars on those mental wellness and substance use services to benefit the wellness of Yukoners. And more as we recognize mental health to be such an important part of overall health.
In spite of additional funding going towards the mental wellness unit at the Whitehorse Hospital and the Yukon government spending millions of dollars on mental health services, some short-term concerns about the availability and affordability of counseling, psychiatric care, and mental health-related prescriptions remain unaddressed. Shone FM reached out, but no spokesperson from the Department of Health and Social Services was immediately available for further comments at the time of broadcast. In previous years, Bell Let's Talk funding has gone to support several mental health services in the territory, including the Canadian Mental Health Association Yukon Division, Yukon University Foundation, and in 2023, the Liard Aboriginal Women's Society. For Shone FM News, I'm Stuart Bunnell.